Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. Earlier, thousands of protesters gathered at rallies in Barcelona, Madrid, and other Spanish cities as Catalonians continue to push for secession from Spain after last week's independence referendum. And that poll, deemed illegal by Madrid, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was well under half of the electorate. Hurricane Nate has made landfall near the mouth of the Mississippi River, expected to make a second landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast within hours. Ed Rappaport is a forecaster with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Most of the weather now is located to the east of the center. The rain and the highest storm surge will be occurring there. There are warnings up for much of the central part of the Gulf Coast and spreading inland. Hurricane warnings remain in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi River eastward to the Alabama coast, and large area tropical storm warnings exist farther to the north.
Nate is moving at a fast clip, which could help minimize damage. Winds decreased to about 85 kilometers per hour, expected to further weaken. In its wake, Nate has left 25 people dead across Central America. Explosions at a natural gas station in Accra rocked the Ghanaian capital, causing a massive fire that forced residents to flee. Reuters reports that there have been casualties, according to the Deputy Information Minister. Explosions launched a huge fireball into the sky that could be heard across the city. This is VOA News. A Russian lawmaker who just returned from Pyongyang says North Korea is preparing to test a long-range missile. VOA's Melissa Melton is following the story.
Russia's RIA news agency reported that Anton Morozov, a member of the Russian Lower House of Parliament's International Affairs Committee, as well as two other Russian lawmakers, visited Pyongyang from October 2nd to the 6th. RIA quoted Morozov as saying they are preparing for new tests of a long-range missile. Reuters was not able to independently verify Morozov's account, and he did not specify which North Korean officials had given him the information about the planned test. In Washington, a U.S. official said that there had been indications that North Korea could be preparing for a missile test on or around October 10th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia is warning American citizens to exercise caution in the area around Jeddah's Peace Palace after reports of an attack there. Two Saudi guards were killed, three more injured after a man drove up to the western gate of the royal palace in Jeddah began shooting. A government spokesman said members of the royal guard fatally shot the attacker. VOA's Steve Miller has the latest on a car incident in London, which comes in the wake of terror attacks in England.
London police say a car crash that injured 11 people outside the Natural History Museum is a road traffic accident and not a terror attack. Police made the statement Saturday afternoon, nearly 4 hours after the car hit pedestrians in a crowded tourist area. One man was detained at the scene. He has not been charged. The London Ambulance Service says 9 people were hospitalized after the crash. Britain has been on a severe terrorist threat level, and a massive police response followed the traffic incident.
VOA Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Las Vegas to express solidarity with the residents and visitors shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting that left 58 dead, nearly 500 wounded.
In America, we mourn with those who mourn. We grieve with those who grieve. And I stand before you today on behalf of my family and every family in America to say we are with you. Today, we are all Vegas strong.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. Meantime, U.S. federal agents have begun removing from the scene of the shooting the personal belongings of concert goers left behind when they fled from the bullets sprayed into the crowd at the hand of Stephen Paddock, who later killed himself. Investigators continue to explore the possible motives of the 64-year-old shooter. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.